Thank you for taking the time to listen to this very important message. I'm Jill Marie, founder of SVH and Serenity Ministries, and the next few minutes are going to change your life and help you to change our world. There's nothing to buy and everything to gain. So just sit back and relax, and in a few minutes, your life is going to transform to one that holds a new ideal. Today, you're going to be given an opportunity to shift your thinking out of the box. This worldwide humanitarian effort will support a collective focus that applies the laws of attraction and the laws of formation that we've already been using to create everything in our life. These laws support individual and collective transformation, so why not use them to transform the very food that feeds and fuels our body? Your next meal would be very different than any other you will have consumed in your life. The food you eat from now on will be free of the imprints of death, abuse, madness, suppression, and torture that are normally held in meats. Even if you eat nothing but organics and grow your own plant foods, the simple, instantaneous thought process you receive today will elevate the energy of the foods you consume in a way that will enliven your body and fuel it in a manner that increases nutrient absorption. With a single thought, you can change the energy of the food you consume and help to end the collective acceptance of the mistreatment of this world's food-producing animals. Many people believe that animals don't have complex feelings and that the feelings that they do have aren't important because they're food. We've even trained our minds to identify beef and chicken and other meats as packaged goods, the way they look at the grocery store or on our plate at the dinner table. We hand over the responsibility of the production of these meats to others and try to forget the inhumane treatment of the animals that we hear about. If we lived one day of the life of a production animal, we would change the system immediately. But I'm not going to speak to you today about the horrors that exist within the day-to-day life of a production animal. You can hear about that anywhere. What I'd like to address is the means for us to work together as a team of human beings that care. Because together, we can make a difference. Everything is energy. And that energy can take on a new image and reality when we individually and collectively choose to direct new imprints into the formula that currently exists. Because scientific experiments show that plants can sense things and are positively affected by harmonious music and, of course, adversely affected by fragmented and negative theme music, so we're going to address the plant kingdom in our worldwide humanitarian effort as well. Now, these are the facts. When you eat a plant or a meat, you're also consuming and assimilating the full record of its life. Which would you rather consume? The energy of dead food imprinted with abuse? Or a meal that carries the energy and imprinted record of a plant that received loving care from seeding to harvest? And meats from animals that enjoyed an idealistic life, where they were conceived in love and nurtured and honored. Instead of your meat carrying the energy of the distressing events leading to the horrific slaughterhouse experience, imagine a tender, honoring transition where the spirit of this living thing willingly and joyfully chooses its destiny of providing sustenance to you and your family, and none of its death energy is imprinted into your food. This is not only possible, it will be done, each time you use the instant thought process you're about to receive. The process is very simple. When you paste new text into a document on your computer and then save the new file, what happens? Only the new file is available, right? For all intents and purposes, you will be doing this exact thing with your food when you use the SVH tool that overwrites the history of your food. Everything in existence is comprised of creation energy. Whether you believe in a divine creator or the accidental creation and evolution of all things, there's no denying that there are universal laws that direct creation energy into formation. Each formation is comprised of a set of components that are like a recipe. In the case of a hamburger and salad, the recipe or formation components of each of these hold a record of the steps leading right up to the finished product. These records even include the feed and water the cow consumed and the full story of the meat becoming hamburger, which includes the energy and intention of the one grinding the meat and sizzling it to perfection. The same trail exists with the wheat and the other components that make up the bun and the salad. Imagine the kind of energy your food will have with new files in place that reflect an honoring journey for the animals and plants you consume. A recent study testing microwave foods showed that after blessing the finished products, foods and fluids were not only restored to their original value, but the content was elevated to a higher energy. We're going to take that same potential and shift it to an even higher ideal by using an SVH directive thought process to imprint new files into our food and fluids. SVH, or the Serenity Vibration Healing and Enlightenment Technique, utilizes an active form of prayer that employs specific directives to meet and exceed all ideals we aspire to achieve. Today, we'll use these tools to transform our food and at the same time begin to heal the food chain for the world. The Creator is the only implementer of the directives used in this SVH active form of prayer. But it's not required for you to be religious or follow a specific dogma to employ these thought directives. The Creator is the universal component and the one that will be implementing every phase of the transformational blessing that will overwrite the history of the food we bless. To begin using these tools to heal the food chain and transform your food, I will direct you through a selection process in a few minutes by asking you to first imagine or see a screen floating before you. Your higher consciousness and soul will have loaded the food bless process onto the screen, as well as a smorgasbord of expansive gifts that the Creator has specifically selected for you. Then I'll guide you through the process of selection. You'll silently ask the Creator if it is in divine alignment for the Creator to implement all of this for you. And then you'll wait for an affirmative sense or knowing. This is just a formality because the Creator is the final implementer of all SVH tools. You can pause the recording to receive your answer and then resume. And when you have your answer, you will think or say yes. Yes is the trigger that activates the process. Now I'll guide you through the viewing procedure, and after you've accepted it, I can teach you how to use your new tools. Go ahead and close your eyes and imagine or see a screen floating before you. Silently ask the Creator if it is in divine alignment for the Creator to implement this for you, or more simply put, ask the Creator if it's all right for the Creator to do this for you. Now pause the recording and wait for your answer. You have received an agreement from the Creator, felt it, sensed it, or known it at some level. So now all you have to do is think or say yes. In that instant, the gifts from the Creator and your food chain thought process is ready to be used. The first thing that the Creator implemented for you was a comprehensive blessing profile called Bless that uses your own energy field or auric field to set the stage for your food history overwrite. So now, whenever you prepare or consume food or fluid of any kind, from this moment forward, energy and imprinting of it will be automatically overwritten to reflect an ideal history that holds an energy that will uplift, fuel, and sustain your body. I once heard Neil Donald Walsh say, "Enter the room to heal the room." Every food that comes into your energy field from this day forward will receive the Creator's special blessing that transforms its history. So as you walk through grocery stores, restaurants, and food courts everywhere, you can consciously think the word bless to expand your blessing, and it will radiate out to encompass beyond your fields to all foods in those establishments. Bless is an SVH trigger process that is associated with the Creator's food history overwrite. When you think the word bless with the intention for your blessing to extend to others, the trigger engages your higher consciousness and soul to direct the Creator's blessing to wherever you intend for it to go. As you travel the highways and byways of this world, you may see a livestock truck, fish hatchery, or a feedlot or factory farm. For certain, you'll see a field of produce. Each time you choose to engage the trigger word bless with the intention to send the Creator's blessing to these placements, the blessing will energetically change the history held within that food, engaging the living animals and plants in that moment. If it is true that everything in this reality is an illusion, imagine the new reality within the illusion that will reflect within the current paradigm of the living things that you've just blessed. Each time the Creator energetically changes the history of the meat or produce you bless, it modifies the imprints held in collective consciousness. A little bit at first, but with your help, this project is going to span the globe. And the more of us that there are using this history overwrite blessing, the more imprints of honor will compound and create a domino effect that will ultimately support the attraction to amend the inhumane methods currently used in food production. As we know from the laws of attraction, when we fight something, it persists, right? Neutrality and love are the foundations for the evolution of our food chain, not anger. When we energetically transform the suppressive history recorded in our food and make personal choices to only purchase organic and free-range products, we are honoring the living things that we consume while sending a proactive message to the producers of our food. Together, we can transform the history of 9 billion chickens, turkeys, and other factory farm birds, and billions more farmed fish, cows, and other livestock every year. Even if we're not consuming these animals ourselves, we can bless them and we'll transform the world. Each of us will help to end the collective acceptance of the mistreatment of this world's food-producing animals, as well as elevate the energy of the foods we consume. Your automatic auric field blessing and mental directives to bless plants and animals wherever you see them instantly overwrites an old oppressive history, just like saving over that old file in your computer. This means that an alternate reality is actually created for livestock and the plants in the fields that you bless. This is what will shift the collective consciousness. When we consume food that bears the imprint of love, our body is enlivened and fed in a manner that joyfully uplifts it to support our purposeful paths in this lifetime. Thinking positive is our first step in transforming the food chain. This blessing is implemented by the Creator, and the Creator can do anything. So now you know what I meant earlier by thinking outside the box. You have a glorious new tool called Bless that we as a team can use to transform the food chain. At the least, you can use it to change the food you consume. As a team, we can use our blessing to enter each room to heal the room and move through the world to heal the world as we bless every living thing. Join us in this worldwide humanitarian effort to heal the food chain. Please pass this information about this project to everyone everywhere. Let's make 2009 a year of harmony, wholesomeness, and enlivenment for ourselves and all living things. Namaste and bless. More information about this project will be posted on the website www.serenityvibrationhealing.com. This project is sponsored by Dr. Lori Kay. She is devoted to empowering students and clients worldwide with the Serenity Tools. Lori lives life deliberately as a master of her realm, and she walks this world as an instrument of peace and a reflection of personal empowerment. Contact Lori in Canada at 613-276-1962 or at www.drlorik.com. She can assist you to enhance your personal awareness and to learn more about how you can further participate in this self-empowering project to heal the food chain.